Here's an idealized straight hodograph from 0 to 6 kilometers with the storm motion plotted on the red star. The storm relative velocity on the chart, the red V sub R vector, represents the mean wind. You can see that this mean wind vector and the storm motion are essentially on top of the hodograph plot, which, also notice, is straight. The horizontal vorticity vectors are perpendicular to the hodograph, which means they're basically not affecting each other. They would need to be in the same direction in order to maximize the potential vorticity in rising motion. If you're trying to make sense of this in a conceptual format, head back to the previous slide and check out the diagram to see how vorticity lines just continue on their path unaffected by the ambient wind, which is the point of crosswise vorticity.